Welcome to Ancient Future Faith with Dr. Chris Alford, pastor of Epiclesis, an ancient future faith community in Sacramento. Just what is ancient future Christian faith? Join Chris each week as he talks with special guests about a refreshing renewal in evangelical worship and spirituality that's helping many believers get in touch with their ancient Christian heritage. Now, with another look at how the road to the evangelical future runs through the ancient past, here's Dr. Chris Alford.
Well, hi there, folks, and welcome back to another edition of Ancient Future Faith. Boy, do I have somebody exciting on the line for you today. She may not think that she's exciting, but I do. On the line with me today for this program is my very special friend, Dr. Teresa Gardner. Before we get to you, though, Teresa, let me just remind folks that this program is brought to them each week by the Ministry of Epiclesis, an Ancient Future Faith community in Sacramento, California. And I'm Chris Alford, the pastor of the church and the host of the program. And again, I'm just so delighted to bring to you my Sacramento family, somebody from my extended family, Dr. Teresa Gardner, calling in all the way today from Charlotte, North Carolina. How are you, dear?
Chris, I am wonderful. And you're right. I may not think I'm very exciting, but I am truly excited about coming to be with you and Epiclesis and the event that I'm sure you're going to be speaking about in just a few minutes.
Yeah. Folks, we are planning for a wonderful retreat on October 11th and 12th. It's in the old Fair Oaks Village Clubhouse. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But the exciting news is that we have a very special guest, Ben Westland, coming all the way from Israel, where Teresa and I were together last year. I'm sure we're going to talk about that, Teresa. Ben is coming all the way to Sacramento to lead a retreat about the Moses Wilderness Tabernacle. But the best news, or at least some really good news, is that, Teresa, you're coming too, and I can't wait to see you.
I am so happy about this, Chris. Looking forward to seeing you and all of our folks that we were together with, especially when we were together in Israel. It was almost a year ago. Goodness.
Hard to believe. Teresa and I are colleagues, and we met first through the Institute for Worship Studies. And I guess probably the first time we talked, Teresa, was when I was helping students through the formatting of their thesis in the final project. Is that probably where our paths first crossed?
Yes, and Chris, there really was an instant kind of connection in the things that we were interested in the Lord and in His kingdom and in worship. And yes, it was through your editing my thesis. Thank you for helping me get my doctorate. I really do appreciate you being the vessel of the Lord for that purpose.
Well, we met and we just absolutely loved each other and each other's ministries, and we have kept in close contact. But one very special thing that we got to do together, and Teresa alluded to it a minute ago, was a trip to Israel. Before we talk about that, though, Teresa, I'd love for you to share with our Sacramento area and podcast audience a little bit about your ministry there in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, I've been a part of Resurrection Church for over 40 years. And when I recommitted my life to the Lord when I was 21, and the Lord led me to this church, I was so drawn closer to the Lord through worshiping Him that I began to study that on my own. And that just became a lifelong process that included what we're getting ready to hold this retreat on. But one of the things that developed out of that also was using the arts as an expression of worship. In my biblical studies, I found that it's filled with expressions of praise and worship. Eventually, that led into a dance ministry, and in addition to being on staff at Resurrection Church, I'm the director of a nonprofit organization called Zion Center for Worship and the Arts, which is a larger umbrella for ministry beyond the church, and that includes our ministry to Israel and includes worship arts conferences. And I'm involved with daily training in ministry training, worship arts training, specifically dance ministry. The Lord, through His Word, does tell us to praise His name with dancing. And so that just happens to be one of the areas the Lord has called me to. I'm blessed that we're into many generations that have been doing this now, and you know, when it is brought forth in a pleasing way to the Lord, it is truly a glorious offering to Him.
Well, it certainly is. And it strikes me, Teresa, that your whole life has been a glorious offering to the Lord. I'm so grateful to you. Folks, I would love for you to come to the retreat, if for no other reason than to meet my colleague, Teresa Gardner. She's marvelous. This dance ministry that she's talking about in Charlotte, North Carolina, is a lot more, quote, than just dance. Teresa, a good bit of your outreach and ministry is to and with the people of Israel, and you have long held a very warm place in your heart for Israel. And as I understand it, Teresa, you're up to like 50 times now, right, that you have traveled there, you take groups there. Talk a little bit about your love for those people in that country and a little bit about the ministry of the Zion Center to and with the people of Israel.
Well, my first trip to Israel was when I was a youngster backpacking. I do not encourage anyone to do that, but I had just recommitted my life to the Lord, and I ended up in Israel. That was my first time. But then sovereignly, after the dance ministry had begun, I was invited to go back and participate with the International Christian Embassy with their dance team there that they would prepare each year for the Christian celebration of the biblical feast of Tabernacles. Did that for many, many years, became the dance company manager, did that. And then we began to take, as our students would reach like high school, young college age, we began to take missions trips to Israel with our dance ministry. Lots of other people come with us also. You don't have to be a dancer to do that. But we felt like that was a wonderful opportunity for them to come to know the people, the land, the God of Israel, and what the Bible says, you know, about worship. And of course, when you go to the biblical sites, there's nothing like experiencing it there as well. So the Lord planted this in my heart. I am blessed that it is part of my calling. I do indeed love and support Israel because God does. You know, this is not a political thing for me. This is a biblical love for the people of God. And you're almost accurate in that my next trip will be my 50th trip. I used to think, who are those people that get to do that? Surely, how do they do that? Well, it's been a blessing from the Lord. He has provided for me to do that. And I love to take people. I love to see our young people and our older people go. And we have the privilege of ministering to the people in Israel, but most importantly, in ministering to the Lord as we worship Him.
Folks, you're listening to a radio program called Ancient Future Faith. My name is Chris Alford, and I'm the blessed guy who gets to be the pastor of Epiclesis, an Ancient Future Faith Christian church in Sacramento, California. On the line today with me is my dear friend and colleague, Dr. Teresa Gardner. She's the director for the Zion Center for the Arts in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Teresa, what I want to do now is talk a little bit about a trip that you and I took with a bunch of other wonderful folks about this time last year, which was, I guess, about your 127th time to Israel, but my very first time. And what a wonderful trip that was. Yes, and we met somebody along the way, very special. You want to talk about that just a little bit?
I'm sure you're referring to Ben.
Yes.
Well, there's a replica of the Tabernacle of Moses, the Tabernacle in the wilderness, that has been constructed in the desert in southern Israel,
right,
near Eilat, actually in Timna National Park. And I have been there before. I like to take groups there. It's quite a drive because it's further than where most tour groups actually go to. But so I've been there before. And, you know, in our ministry, we've actually also constructed replicas, life-size replicas of the tabernacle. So this was something very dear to my heart. However, I want to say, and I've studied and I've taught on the tabernacle for many, many, many years. But when Ben made his presentation and walked us through the tabernacle in Israel, I will say it was one of the, if not the best presentations I have ever heard, because he's able to get to the essence of what it's really about. You know, the facts of the tabernacle are astounding. Every single detail points to our Savior, our Messiah, Jesus. And you could spend years talking about all of that. And we only had like 30 minutes. And so he did an exceptional job of being able to portray Christ Jesus in the tabernacle, which is what it really is. It points to, everything in it points to Jesus and his purpose in the salvation of the world. And it points to really, if I can just say this, Chris, the tabernacle for me is God's revelation of his love for us and how he desires to draw us into close, intimate relationship with himself and through the tabernacle and through all that the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. It shows us how we can grow in our relationship with the Lord and draw closer and closer and closer into the fullness of our relationship with him. But Ben, I'm so thankful he's going to have more than 30 minutes.
Oh, me
too.
Retreat.
I cannot wait to hear the depth of the riches of what he has and his understanding of what it was, what it is for us today, and what it points to in the future. I'm very excited about this.
Oh, I am too. Folks, my guest on the phone today with me from Charlotte, North Carolina, is Dr. Teresa Gardner. And she's talking about a trip that we recently took to Israel together. It was last year, about this time last year. And one of the highlights, maybe even some ways the highlight, was a trip to the Timna National Park in the southern part of Israel, where we saw a life-size setup, a replica of the tabernacle. And our host that day was Ben Westland. Teresa, so right about the wonderful way he led us through that. He just glowed. There was something, you could just sense the Holy Spirit there with us. And of course, he eventually shared with us that he himself is a Christian. And when he heard that we were also Christians, because I suppose not everybody who goes there is, he really kicked it up a notch, didn't he, Teresa? And we got lots more, and it got deeper. And it was that, it was maybe even that day, Teresa, and I don't remember whether I talked with you about this or not, but it was that day that this dream began to formulate in my mind that, hey, maybe he would agree to coming all the way to Sacramento to do a larger, maybe beefier, broken out version of his presentation that we got to see at Timna. And happily, fast forward, the answer is yes. And he's coming finally after several months of planning. And Teresa, I can't wait for the people of Sacramento to meet this outstanding young man. Did I mention to you that this was the first time he's ever agreed to take the show on the road, as it were?
Oh, that's wonderful, Chris. That's wonderful.
So when we welcome him here, he's going to be doing a more detailed version over the course of a evening and the whole next day. Teresa, I suppose we should talk about the details of the retreat. Before I do that, though, let me just ask you to reflect a little bit on some of the things that you're going to be doing with us at the retreat. It's October 11, 12, the evening of Friday, the 11th, most of the day on the 12th. But Teresa, we also couldn't imagine doing this retreat without you. And so you're coming as well and going to be adding a little something-something to the retreat as well, yes?
Thank you so much, Chris. I am just so blessed and honored to be a part of this. I believe what my part, my role in this retreat is going to be is to help us respond to the Lord. At each one of the seven pieces of furniture that are in the tabernacle, actually in the whole tabernacle, the Lord is revealing himself to us. And I would almost call it, if I were to teach on it, maybe the God of more, because God always has more for us. And as we make this progression into the, you know, from the outer court to the holy place to the Holy of Holies, we have the opportunity to receive from the Lord and to give ourselves to the Lord. And, you know, that's what that love relationship with the Lord is, right? He gives, we receive, we respond back to him. And so I think my role in this is going to help facilitate some very simple ways that we can respond to the Lord and just give our love back to the Lord, give our thanks back to the Lord for all that he has done in this tremendous revelation of himself to us, with the goal, God's desire, his goal is what it's always been, and that is, he said, build me a tabernacle that I may dwell in the midst of them. It's really all about relationship with God. That's what the Lord desires. That's what the tabernacle is about. And so I hope that, you know, I can just encourage us in some way to respond to the Lord in worship.
Teresa, give us just a little taste. Would you take one of the pieces of furniture, that is, one of the furnishings from the tabernacle, and give us just a taste of some of the things we're going to learn from you and from Ben as we think about how in the world this Old Testament peculiar thing in the desert could have anything to do with us and our current, right now, relationship with Yahweh God.
Well, you know, as I'm reviewing the material for this, there's just no end to it. The depth of the wisdom of God, there's just no end to what the Lord has when you're studying. It's so foundational to our relationship with God. And so let's just take the outer court, for instance. And I don't want to talk too much about what we're going to be experiencing.
Yeah, just a taste.
But the outer court has natural light. It has bronze as its major material, construction material, which can represent judgment. And so we have this brazen altar where the sacrifice is offered. And this represents for us the cross. I mean, this is the first thing we come to once we have entered in. Once we have made the choice to come in to the Lord, we can't go any further till we go past the cross. That's where our sins are dealt with. But it's also a place of dedication unto the Lord. So that, you know, the bronze represents that judgment. Then you go to the brazen laver, where daily the priest would cleanse themselves. They would wash themselves with the water. Now, water is for cleansing. Water is for refreshing. But why, if our sins have been taken away, do we still, and I'm saying we because it's a picture of how we as the New Testament priesthood are to also minister to the Lord and to the people. So at this laver, which is the water, where it represents the Word of God, it represents us looking into the Word of God and seeing our reflection or where we don't reflect and where we need to be cleansed and washed by the water of the Word. It can represent our baptism. But, you know, here we have also just a cleansing time and a refreshing time. But then when you move into the holy place, it's all gold.
Yeah.
And what does that say? Now God wants us to understand, okay, we're coming in more and more into his presence, into where he abides. And so we're surrounded by cherubim that are woven into the linen. We're surrounded by gold, specifically gold that is covering a certain type of wood, which gold and wood represents the divinity and the humanity of Jesus. And then I'm just going to say in the holy place, the second court, there's only the light of the lampstand. It's the light of the Spirit, okay? When you get into the Holy of Holies, the only light in there is the glory of God.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh,
you go from natural to the lampstand, and then you get to where, when you're in the fullness and presence, the throne room of God, he is the light, as we read about in Revelation, right?
Oh,
where the Lamb is the light of the city of God.
Oh,
you know, so
wonderful.
There's the past, the present, and the future revelation in every single detail.
Oh.
Of the tabernacle. So is that okay?
Is it okay? Are you kidding? Folks, if that doesn't ring your bell, then something's wrong with your clapper. I'm telling you, there's going to be so much more of that good stuff. We're talking about a retreat that my guest on the line today, Dr. Teresa Gardner, is going to be helping to lead. It's on October 11th and 12th, coming up very quickly. And you can make your reservations by going to epiclesis.org. That's epiclesis.org. So once again, we're talking about a retreat featuring our very special guest coming all the way from Israel, young Ben Westland. I think he's 27, amazing young man. You can even see a video, by the way, of him and his work at the Moses Tabernacle at Timnah National Park if you go over to the Epiclesis website. Anyway, the dates are 11 and 12 of October. The location is the Fair Oaks Village Community Clubhouse. The cost is merely $40. And by the way, Teresa, that includes a delicious Mediterranean style lunch. And we're going to have Friday evening starting at about 6:30 until about 9. And then most of the day on Saturday, All the information and all the details are right there on the web at epiclesis.org. EPICLESIS.org. And Teresa, you don't have to be a member of Epiclesis Church for this. We're opening this up to the whole Christian community in Sacramento so they too can meet this outstanding young man.
Well, I just would encourage anyone and everyone to come. It's really an invitation to come and know the Lord more. It's an expression of His love for us. And, you know, I really want to meet more people. I love all the people that I've already met, and I really would love to meet more as we gather together to receive from whatever the Lord has for us that day. But, you know, when you study, when you are grounded into what God has said, and, you know, God said, when He told Moses, He warned Moses to build it exactly like He showed him on the Mount, on Mount Sinai, because it's a copy and shadow of the sanctuary in heaven.
Yes.
I mean, what more do we want? Don't we want to learn more about where we're going to be living forever?
You bet.
I think this is such a great way to learn that. So please come. Yes, please come.
Teresa, did I tell you, I can't remember whether I did or not, but we have actually recreated, and they look really good, I have to say. We've recreated the major tabernacle furnishings out of foam and then done some special painting techniques. We have life-size stuff. We have life-size.
I cannot wait to see it. I cannot wait to see it.
I'm hoping it knocks you out because we've really put a lot of work into it. And one more thing before I let you go, Teresa. You said a minute ago that you are involved in a dance ministry called the Zion Center for the Arts in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm just itching to ask you, when you come to help us with the retreat on October 11 and 12, will there be some dancing involved? Are we gonna move a little bit? Are you prepared to say?
Well, absolutely. And biblically, a biblical response to the Lord. So I don't want anyone to be scared away by that, because when we talk about dance, we're talking about very simple responses to the Lord. But because every single word for praise and worship in the Bible, Chris, has a physical outer expression.
Yep.
And so all I want to do is say, hey, let's just do this, because this is pleasing to the Lord. It's a great way for the community to come together and just come together and celebrate the presence of the Lord. They don't need to be concerned about, do they know how to dance or not dance? It has nothing to do with that. We'll find some very simple ways that everyone can do that.
I love it. Folks, we're talking about a wonderful retreat called Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle, sponsored by Epiclesis Church. Sponsored by Epiclesis Church on October 11th and 12th. Again, all the information at epiclesis.org. That's EPICLESIS.org. My special guest today on the phone has been my very dear friend and colleague, Dr. Teresa Gardner. Thank you again, Teresa, for joining us.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm so excited about being with you all for this retreat, and I hope many, many more that I have yet to meet.
Folks, until we gather again for another edition of Ancient Future Faith, I want you to remember this. Really think about it, would you? Surely the road to our evangelical future does run through our ancient Christian past. Until next time, the Lord be with you.
Thank you for joining us for another look at Ancient Future Faith. There is a refreshing wind of renewal blowing through the evangelical church as more and more worshipers turn for inspiration to the rich language and pattern of the ancient church. And they're rediscovering classic Christianity and learning to draw strength from a deep well of time-tested truth and tradition. Want to experience Ancient Future Faith for yourself? Join us for worship at Epiclesis in Sacramento on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. in the chapel at 4600 Winding Way. You can contact us by calling 916-572-9113 or online at epiclesis.org. That's 916-572-9113 or on the web at epiclesis.org.
Hey folks, one more word before you go. please make sure that you take some time to look at the information about this wonderful fall retreat we're calling Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle. We're bringing a little bit of Israel to Sacramento on October 11th and 12th as special guest Israeli Christian Ben Westland leads us through the Moses Tabernacle and shows us how it points to Jesus Christ. Find all the information on the web. That's EPICLESIS.org. The Lord be with you.